Satisfy your little monster with McCain Quick Chips. Microwave ready in 3 minutes.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Live from our granny flat.
My granny flat.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Afternoon, Australia. Welcome to Carrie and Tommy. It is good to see you, Carrie Bickmore.
We were almost not live from our granny flat, weren't we,
yep.
Boys and girls?
Very close.
Very close. Literally 5 seconds before we went to air, they gave us the go-ahead that technically we were actually going to be on air, which was great news.
I think Evie might have kicked one of the cords.
Yeah.
Took us offline.
Bigmore, I resent the last thing that you said just before we went to air, when everybody rejoiced and we went, we're going to be able to do our radio show. And you said, damn it, I was hoping to get some work done.
No, I've just got a very long to-do list at the moment, including updating my online shopping order and paying some bills, and I thought maybe I had an hour free time to get it done.
I mean, if you want to talk online shopping, do you care to give us another 30-minute diatribe about how you conduct yourself?
No, but you know how good you feel after you've done a session of personal admin. It is the most satisfying feeling, and I need to do some personal admin.
I've never done it. I've never done it.
Haven't you?
No.
Do you feel out of sorts? Do you feel chaotic
constantly.
In your life?
Constantly.
Yeah, you need it. Every now and then you need some personal admin time.
Can you do some of mine?
Nah, mate. I've got 3 kids, as if I'm doing any of yours.
Fair enough.
But up next, we've got something we've got to talk about, because you've been a little different lately being down in Adelaide. I'm not sure what it is about you, but something's changed.
Is it a good thing?
No.
Damn it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are high on life in this studio, aren't
Speak
we?
Speak for yourself, mate. I am not high on life, but I have caffeine just flowing through my veins at a volume that I haven't had it going through my veins since I did breakfast radio back in the day.
I've never seen you talk so fast, move so much. Like, it's like your arms are not attached to your body. Like, you know, babies, when you first have a baby and they do the thing called the reflex where they startle themselves all the time.
Yeah.
It's like you keep startling yourself awake.
Yeah. And the baby analogy is apt because I've shit myself too. And it's taken me a while to work out. Well, it's taken me a while to work out because at the start of the week I was like, quite snappy, and I called
you
our producers
very grumpy
Muppets, and I thought, I feel really on edge. And then I had the same thing yesterday, and I'm like, really, what's going on? And then I've just realised it when I walk in here.
Because you're broadcasting from Adelaide.
Yeah, I'm in Adelaide for the Fringe.
Done.
Yeah, and down the bottom of the building of the radio station, there's a great little cafe. It's called Canetto, and the bloke that runs it, his name's Freddie, and he's lovely, right? He's lovely to the point where he knows my coffee that I drink, but he has one ready, like, all the time. So, like, I walk past to go in the building, and he's there with a coffee. But the thing is, like, I've already
How many times are you walking past to come into the building?
Because we come in for an early meeting, and then I'm back out, and then I come back in. But I might have already had, like, a couple of long blacks in the morning. So then I'm having, like, so much, like, 6 coffees by the time we go to air. And I'm like... A mess.
Can't you just say, no, Freddie, I don't want a coffee?
Oh, as if you'd do that. As if he's standing there with his gorgeous eyes. Once you just get out
Has
of the car,
he's standing
there.
Has he got gorgeous
eyes,
does
he? He's got gorgeous eyes, and he's standing there, and he's holding a cup out in front of you. Mm. And you can't just go, no. What
So you in the store, or is he on the street?
It can be a bit of both.
Could you pretend to be on your phone, just walk past extra quick?
No, he knows I'm not popular.
Okay, could you go into the cafe, go, thanks, Freddie, I'm just going to duck to the toilet and tip it down the sink. That's what I used to do when I was pregnant but didn't want
toilet?
People. Yeah, I used to take my champagne into the toilet when I was pregnant and didn't want people to know, right? And I'd tip the champagne down the sink and then come out with half a glass.
I feel like I'd rather take Tommy's a bit on edge than... Do you know what
you don't
does?
Like...
He takes his into the bulk with him that exists in that
It just
room
goes in one hole and out the other.
Yeah, he goes and sits on the throne and just goes straight through him.
Well, what do we do about this? Because I feel like it's making me on edge. You know when you're around someone that's on edge, it's making me feel stressed out.
Yeah, empathy stressed, and I appreciate that. I knew we
Can
had
I call
a
him and ask him?
I'm
that as your co-host, I'm finding that it's affecting your on-air work. He needs to pull back. What if he gave you decaf?
I just don't want it.
You don't want it?
Like, even because I'll go down there to get a juice because I've already had my coffee filled for the day. But he's so sweet that he makes me a juice but then brings me a coffee as well. So I'm like, I'm full of liquid. It's a mess.
You're ready
guys.
To burst. All right. I know. After this, I'm calling Freddie. I'm going to deal with it for you.
You're going to get someone to come up here and squeeze me and just empty out the juice.
Do you have Freddie's number? Can you get Freddie? Can you get Freddie? Can you run downstairs and get him and bring him up?
Oh, no.
Why?
No.
Okay, all right. We'll just get his number then. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. Are we really doing this?
No. Yeah, we have. We've just discovered that Tommy is high as a kite on caffeine because every time he's working in Adelaide at the moment, every time he passes the coffee shop to walk into the radio station doors, the delightful man who works at the coffee shop, what's his name?
Freddie.
Gives you, what is he giving you? A coffee?
He's giving me short max, so espressos.
A short max. Yeah. How many a day would you normally have on any given day?
Well, I'm normally a 2 coffee a day man, but I've been having two. I've been doubling that since I've been here because I've just been having late nights. So I've been having 2 long blacks, but then I get in and Freddie's been giving me 2 short max as well. So I've gone from 2 coffees a day to 6 coffees a day. And I don't know if you can tell by the tone of my voice, but it's had a little bit of an effect.
Take a deep breath. Yes.
I don't need it.
But you're too scared to say no to Freddie because you don't want to offend Freddie.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You were telling me today that when you rocked up, there was a lady at your door of your car ready to open it and give you a coffee. It's weird.
It almost washes the pain of the 7 parking fines that I've received in my time that way away.
Anyway, I'm going to do it for you. I feel like you just, I know you're scared. So we called the cafe.
Okay. I mean, they're very busy.
Welcome to Kineto Coffee and Kitchen. This is Pacey.
Oh, hi. I was just wondering if Freddie was there.
Can I ask you for it?
Yep. It's Carrie from the Carrie and Tommy radio show.
Thank you.
Oh, damn it. Bit more.
Now, this is the bit where I tell you you're going to speak to him.
Oh, your radio presenters
Carrie from
are
the Carrie and something show on the
What?
I just know your name.
Yeah, hello.
Freddie.
Hey, Freddie, it's Carrie from the Carrie and Tommy show. How are ya?
Good, Carrie and Carrie from the Tommy show.
Hey, I've got
Freddie,
Tommy
on,
here
hang on,
with
hang on,
me.
Hang on, hang on. Before we go any further, Freddie, who doesn't know my name down there? I've been coming in every day for 2 weeks, and whoever handed you the phone just said, we've got Carrie and something on the line.
Look, she bets for the other guys, not for the straight guys. She bets for the crooked ones.
Oh, okay.
She's not interested in you.
Oh, okay.
She's interested in Carrie.
Would I get free coffee from her if I came in?
Most definitely, you'll probably get one in there.
Oh.
She likes to ask for your daddy occasionally.
Wow.
What's happening? Freddie, we've got a slight problem. You are so accommodating and so lovely down there, and you've been giving Tommy so many coffees all day long, keeping him hydrated or dehydrated, as I think
You're
coffee does
man.
To you. But
well,
Tommy has an issue. He has an issue, and I think he needs to talk to you about it. Tommy, go for it.
Oh, big one. Freddie.
Jeez. But Freddie. Just to let you know, I've been giving all the coffees that I can't sell from last year. just to put it out there.
Freddie, firstly, thank you for your hospitality. You have been absolutely amazing to me in my time here. I've never had a coffee delivered to my car before, and that was a real treat, so thank you.
Well, you know, a celebrity should deserve to get something better than the others.
Yeah, and nothing says celebrity like Carrie and something. And
yes, exactly right. But it's something.
The issue is, Freddie, I've been trying to wean down on my coffees and I've been having too many. I don't know if you notice as the day goes on that I get more and more twitchy, but as nice as it is, I think I have to cut down on the coffees.
You can do whatever you want. Well, I'll still deliver it. And the beauty about it, we can do it in decaf.
Ooh.
So you can pretend that you're part of the big boys club.
Yeah.
But you can still have your decaf.
Okay, that's great. So tomorrow, could we have a decaf tomorrow?
Or I can put in a little hot chocolate thingy.
That's not bad either.
Amazing.
So tomorrow,
amazing,
when I hear the name something get called out, I'll walk up and grab my decaf coffee.
And I'm just wondering
even
if Gary have a...
What about a chai, Freddie?
No, I think that's hardcore for Tommy. I think Tommy will come up with a lot of other issues. But my only problem is what kind of marshmallow would I put in there? A white one or a pink one?
You know me.
So
I'll have one of each, please, Freddie.
Like, that'll be my dilemma for tonight, and I won't be able to sleep.
Do you know what?
Hey,
I reckon
you.
Instead of Carrie in the Something Show, it should be Carrie in the Freddie Show, because Freddie's awesome.
Look, I'm pretty cheap. I am pretty cheap.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, this is exciting.
Oh, we haven't had anything exciting. I was going to say we haven't had anything exciting happen since we've been back on air together this year.
I thought you were going to say in a long while, and I was like, you've just had a kid. of course, the other day we were doing calls on how long has it been broken for after I revealed that my car tyres go flat, the back two go flat every couple of days and I've got to pump them up. And I've been doing that for a year, been pumping them up. And then we didn't expect to speak to one of the biggest gems that we've ever spoken to on this show. This is Beck, and she's from Hobart, and she was chatting about her back door. Let's go to Beck. Beck from Hobart. What was it, firstly?
First of all, it's my back door.
Okay, now, why?
My real back door, like the one in my house. My back door was broken by my bulldog.
And she joins us now from her.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm good. How are you going?
We're pretty good.
Oh, we're big fans of yours, Beck. You lit up our lives with that call.
Likewise.
Beck, is the back door still broken?
Back door is still broken.
And now, talk us through exactly what is wrong with it.
So, honestly, well, look, I've been talking it over with hubby as well since the show. I was like, I didn't think it was that broken. And since I've had an extra bit of a look, the door, can you beat me out at the moment?
No.
Okay, so it's completely effed.
Right. So do you need a whole new back door?
A whole new back door. It's gone. The hinges and everything. It's just, I didn't realise, but it's shambles.
Now, when we spoke to you last time, we said that we would get your back door fixed.
Yes.
We thought maybe that we would go one better than that and we would come down to your house and fix it ourselves.
You are kidding.
I mean, not us, Tommy, because Tommy claims that he is a master with the tools. So he's going to have a little look at your back door and see.
He's a master with the ladies, apparently. So,
you know,
I might have to get hubby babysat that day.
Well, I'll babysit hubby and you can, I'll take care of him.
Deal.
But Bickers makes it sound like it's just me coming. I am a master with the tools, but Bickers is a masterful tool. So she's going to come down as well. And we're thinking Tuesday. How's Tuesday?
Well, look, let's do it. The back door will still be broken. I'll let you know that.
It's not just Tommy and I. Yeah. It's going to be our whole team. It's going to be the whole show because we are going to do the show live from your back door, from your backyard where your back door is on Tuesday with listeners as well, randoms in your backyard.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
And Beck, I'm so sorry it's too late to back out of it because we've already had an intro made.
Carrie and Tommy's back door banging.
My real back door, like the one in my house.
So you in, Beck?
I'm in. Let's do this.
You didn't have a choice. We're turning up at your house anyway.
Did I?
We're going to bring everything to fix your door, bring everything for the best party, maybe some snags, a barbecue. It's going to be on.
Wow.
Bickmore.
Awesome.
Bickmore.
Too bad if I was lying to you guys. I'm going to have to go break my back door now.
Get hubby onto it. I'm sure he can do
something. Awesome. Oh, I'm so excited. This is fantastic.
Because you know how you just said we're going to fix it and we're going to bring snags and everything like that?
Yeah.
We haven't organised any of that stuff.
No, that's the after bit. You get the exciting announcement first, then you plan.
Yep. Well, should we outsource to the people?
Oh, why not? Because you're going to be useless, so I think we need some help.
Can I outsource for a new co-host, or is that?
In fact, you know my back door's broken as well, so if you wouldn't mind having a look at mine as well, you can come and have a look at mine. If you can fix that, then I know you can fix Beck's.
Why is it in my contract, this backdoor examinations that keep happening over and over again? 13 10 60, we're going to have a backdoor banging party in Hobart on Tuesday. If you want to get involved, we need the most useful people
afternoon.
We can. Yep. What can you bring? How can you help? Are you the life of the party?
If you're listening, we need a door right now, at this point, because she was saying she needs a whole new door.
Does it need to be a new door?
I think it might. Yeah. We need someone that can bring
Bex,
a door.
You're
still there, Beck. Yep. Yep. We need tools. We need food.
Yep. Great.
Portaloo, maybe?
Oh.
Okay. Well, where's everybody going to go?
We can use your bog, can't we, Beck? Or is that broken as well?
Well, look, we are in Hobart, guys. We're not that far behind. We do have working toilets.
No, I just was trying to be polite. I didn't know if you wanted everybody using
your toilet. They even flush the same way.
131060, give us a call if you want to come. Backdoor banging.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right now, the biggest party ever.
Carrie and Tommy's backdoor banging.
No, like my real backdoor, like the one in my house.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah, biggest party ever is... So far, we have no people invited. we have no tools. We're going down to Hobart. We're going to replace Beck's back door, which is buggered, and we've opened the phone lines. Romy, what can you bring?
Hey guys, firstly, just want to say I almost pee my pants every day laughing from you guys. So thanks for all that.
I'm assuming that's my jokes, Romy. Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm assuming it's not just flat out incontinence. But either way, we're happy for it, Romy. What are you bringing?
I'm just bringing some classic white bread. You know, it's so important. If you just have the sausage without bread, it's like curry without Tommy and Tommy without curry. You need them both.
But
do you know what? You're so right. We don't want sourdough. We don't want multigrain.
No.
You do want at a backdoor barbie just some classic white bread.
Yeah, but at the moment we don't have any snags either.
Oh, we'll get them.
Of course. I'm assuming someone would bring that, but you need white bread, you know?
Okay. So Bickers, should we lock Romy in?
Yep. You bring in the white bread and you come in, Romy. See you Tuesday.
Are you serious?
Yep. Hold on. Do you live in Hobart? Do you live in Hobart?
No, but I wasn't asked that. Oh.
Romy, do you want to fly down to Hobart on Tuesday?
Well, I would love to.
Yeah. If you look
after
your
saying
flight,
Romy has to pay, or are you paying?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't offering to pay it, but I will. If you get your own flight, I will pay for the white bread.
This is the most awkward call ever. I'm not sure Romy actually wants to come anymore. It's not too late to back out of the backdoor party, Romy. Do you want out?
I would love to come. I will see you there.
Wow.
Amazing.
I've also never been to Tasmania, so what an excuse, hey?
Neither have I, Romy. We'll do it together.
It's going to be a real party.
Bloody hell, this is good. Ali, what part of Australia are you from?
Hey, Tommy. I'm from Hobart.
Oh, this is heaps easier for you.
Win-win. Great.
What are you going to bring?
I am bringing hubby's tools and 5 kilos of snags.
Oh,
you're
in.
Amazing.
Yep. Ali.
Straightforward. Good. Ali, you're coming. What about Minnie? Minnie, what can you do for us?
Hi, I can bring myself. I'm a nurse just in case there's any workplace injury.
Ooh, very good. Because nurses, Tommy's not great on the tools, so there's a chance that something might happen when he starts having a fiddle with her back door.
Okay, I resent that.
I can also bring a chippy boyfriend if he's like, so if Tommy can't actually get the job done, we can get him to actually do it.
Since when have I needed a lineup of men for if I can't get the job done, they stand in and step in and finish the job for us? Minnie, I'm assuming you're Hobart as well?
No, I'm not, but it's my birthday week, so I'm hoping I can convince my way to Hobart.
Oh,
okay.
That's good. Ripper. We'll have a cake for you, Minnie. If you make it there, we'll give you a cake.
Great.
Sounds good.
It's a backdoor birthday party. You ripper.
Yeah. Yeah, do we have time for it? Oh, you know what we need if we're going to have the sausages and the white bread?
Yeah.
We need Karina. Karina, are you there? You're in Hobart, yeah?
I certainly am, yes.
And what are you going to bring?
I'm going to bring the tomato sauce.
Yep.
Woo. Hang on.
Yeah, what?
What are you bringing?
Tomato sauce.
I'm not sure about tomato sauce. I'd like tomato sauce, but I don't know about tomato sauce.
Tomato.
All right, Karina, you're in. Great stuff.
Thank you.
It's happening.
All right, so we're half the way there.
What happened, Buzzy? You just gave up on your dings halfway through there?
Yes, thank you. Three people that I miss.
And we need some more Hobart people. So 131060, yep. if you're listening in Hobart, get involved. Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are live for my granny flat, right? And every day you guys come into my backyard and we do this awesome show together and then you leave. And I always feel a bit sad when you leave. And I always think, you know what,
you
maybe I
leave.
Should be...
You kick us out. Sometimes I try and stay and you say, mate, I've got stuff on.
Yeah, well, that's my passive-aggressive message to you. But Christian, our web guy, I always wish that he stuck around. He's good values, good energy. So I invited Christian over for dinner last night, and I was so excited about it. But I have never been a part of a more awkward slash disappointing slash, I don't know, weird dinner ever, Christian.
No, it was a great dinner. It was good. It just came at a very not a great time for me is all. And I felt
dinner time.
Time in my life, I should specify.
Oh. Time in your life.
Well, I've just started last week on Jenny Craig.
Yep.
And the meal that you served, oh my God. It was carbonara.
Yeah, well, it wasn't made by me. It was made by Ollie, who's joined us in here. Ollie, can you just explain what you put in, what ingredients were in the carbonara?
Lots of cream.
Yep.
Lots cheese. Of
yep, parmesan Yum. Cheese. Yep.
Cheese, egg.
Yep. Some pasta.
Pasta.
What do we have on the side?
Salad.
And?
Garlic.
Oh, bacon, a bit of
bacon?
Garlic bread.
Yes, we did.
It was delish.
Well, I didn't.
No.
I asked for a nice little petite serve and I was like trying to be lovely and I was trying my best with all my willpower and you gave me this like little serve and then the best part of it was just you serve Evie and you're just like slopping on like so much pasta and then you put it down in front of her and I look at it, which is four times the size of mine, and she's like, Mum, this is too much food.
Well, because when you arrived and when I realised I was serving you carbonara and you said, I have started Jenny Craig, and I was like, ooh, not only am I not serving you Jenny Craig food, I'm now serving you the fattest possible
meal.
Well,
I just found out I'd lost a kilo and a half. And then I was looking at it going, I'm about to put on a kilo and a half.
And so then we sat down and you pushed food around the plate because I could tell you weren't comfortable eating it. And then I was thinking, but then the weirdest part was... I thought, I'll help you by serving you the small meal. Yes. And then we were packing up the dishes and I turned around.
Oh, yes. I was helping you take the plates to the sink.
And she was hiding in the sink eating the leftovers off all her plates.
Well, can I reveal that Christian, don't feel bad about hiding and eating food. Because I have one message here from the woman sitting across from you. You weren't the only one doing secret eating last night. Carrie sent me a message saying, I am now hiding in the fridge so he doesn't get jealous of me eating M&Ms.
This is all so mean. I really wanted to M&Ms, but I thought if I brought them out, you'd just sit there. So I kept it behind the fridge and ate. I was surprised you could hear the rustle, rustle, rustle.
No, I could hear my stomach going boom.
And then I felt so bad because then you left and I was like, well, that was fun. That was good. And you said, I'm going to go home to bed. And then I went on Instagram and at 11 o'clock at night was vision of Christian walking around the suburbs burning off the carbonara.
That's a bit of a run.
Mate.
Anyway, thank you for last night.
You're all welcome anytime.
But you still ate it, right? You still went, despite you serving me up a bowl of essentially cream and bacon and pasta, you still didn't go, no thank you. You went, I will have that.
Well, I mean, Carrie had been asking a lot for me to stay for dinner and I just couldn't.
Had
stay.
You?
No. Mate, I've told Buzz. You. I see enough of you. I wanted to see Christian.
Buzz, how many times have you been invited for dinner?
Zero.
Sonda?
I was actually invited as well.
Damn it.
Sorry. I just couldn't attend.
Wide open. Emotionally wide open.
But I that's, it is hard when you get invited. Like, you know what it's like. In fact, I think we've got a problem as a team because we just spoke earlier in the show to a barista who keeps serving you coffee and you keep taking it because you can't say no.
Yeah, I know that's where we're meant to be going, but should we do 13, 10, 60, when weren't you invited to the party? Or is there something else you have planned for you?
No, I was just going to do 13, 10, 60, when are you too polite to say no, whether it's to food, to an event, round to a person's house you just don't like. But alternatively, you can call if you've been left out.
No, let's do that. Too polite to say no is great.
All right, give us a call, 13, 10, 60. When were you too polite to say no? We'll take your calls after this. It is Carrie and Tommy.
You should come around for dinner tonight.
Oh, thanks, Carrie. I think I might.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So we're talking, I had Christian, our web guy, over for dinner last night, and I was unaware that he was on Jenny Craig at the moment, and Ollie made him creamy carbonara.
Yeah.
And he knew that going into the dinner because Ollie said, I'm going to make you carbonara with garlic bread. But yet he didn't say no.
Yeah. He just wolfed it down despite knowing. He then went and exercised at 11 at night.
A clock at night to work it off. So he went to that effort. And he doesn't like being out in the middle of the night because I could see he was scared in his Instagram posts.
Yeah. But that's how much. He doesn't like being out.
We're speaking on his behalf. You don't like being out, do you, Christian?
No, I hate being social at all costs.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. But
so last
still
night
came...
was a big punish. Oh, I'm joking. That was a joke.
So we're asking when you were too polite to say no, Candy. When were you too polite to say no?
So I went into the hospital. I had an infection, and one of these girls, that's not really my friend, found out that I was in hospital. So I guess she wanted to get close to me. She took the advantage and said she's going to come visit me. I didn't really want her to come in, so I was sort of just like, oh, but you can't really say no, you know, it's in a hospital. So I had to say yes, and she came in. I was so exhausted.
I'm going to have to go to hospital if we have to listen to that for much longer. Let's go to Emma. Emma, we've started with a real low bar, so
there's nothing worse than when you're in hospital and someone comes in that you're not close to. You're like, why are you here?
You know what is worse than that?
What?
The last caller. So let's go to Emma. Emma, what do you got for us?
Hey, guys. Well, I have the problem. I work two jobs and I cannot say no to work.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
are they jobs you like?
A Husey problem.
So I get messages in the morning saying, can you go somewhere to work, which is fine. It's like my actual full-time job. But then my second job, which I do very, very casually, will message me and say, can you work? And I can't say no. I say yes and go and work a 16-hour day.
Ooh. Oh, Emma.
Have you got That's a life a around it, Em? Has it meant you
I also
suffered?
Go to uni part-time. So it's really bad.
Wow. I can't help you, Em.
Have you got, are you single, Em? What's going on?
I am single, yes.
So you've got to give yourself time to meet someone.
I know, I need to. My mum's on my back about that, but I just can't say no.
Yeah, there's nothing that turns on a guy more than when you meet him than if you say, my mum's going to be so happy about meeting you.
We got Jade here. Jade, what can't you say no to?
My boyfriend, when he asked me out, I wanted to tell him no. I told all my friends that day that when he asked me out, I was going to say no. And I did. I said no to him, and he goes, but why? And I didn't have a response, and now we're dating.
What's his name?
That's a good outcome.
His name's Jackson.
Do you like him now?
Oh, we've been together for over a year. He's pretty all right.
Let's finally go to Max. Max, what were you too polite to say no to?
Hey, guys. So, you know when you go to like a university convention and things like that and have all the stalls set up? I'm that guy who gets stuck at every single stall. I get roped in and I get given every single brochure and I say, yes, I'll come to your Tuesday night gathering, your Wednesday night gathering. So my whole month is just packed with all these conventions I actually didn't really want to go to.
Wow.
So, yeah, and I get brochures, I get everything. So I now have to go to university conventions with a backpack.
I wish we said no to Max.
No, so I just don't know. I was just trying to... Thanks, Buzzy, because I was trying to leave it to you guys because I didn't want to be the mean one again. But
no,
you guys
we were
just,
waiting for you to save
you
us.
How long were you going to sit there?
Are you still there, Max?
Till you came in.
Yeah, see, he's still going.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Husey and Kate in next to drive you home.
Absolutely we are, guys. Next.
Cracking Thursday.
Should I do the? Should I continue the survey, Bickers, that we were doing earlier?
What's the survey?
Who's been to dinner at your house? Hughesy, have you been?
No, not even. I've never seen. I've heard about her renovations, but never seen them. Certainly not in the flesh.
I think a better question was, have you been invited before?
No, I've never been invited.
Have you been invited? Yes, you have.
Well, when?
I tried to organise dinner with you. Remember?
I'll go through my text messages.
With Kate.
I think inviting people to dinner the day after our annual holidays start is just a strategy.
I didn't even get that invite.
I don't think I got that invite either.
I've had no invite. Absolutely. So, I mean, I'd love to come to dinner at your house,
but
Gary.
Why, Tommy? Why do you ask?
Because Christian Hull, our gorgeous web guy, had dinner there last night.
What?
And then I tried to do a poll of everyone saying, well, surely Christian's the only one that's been invited. And then producer Sonda goes, no, Carrie's invited me a lot of times. And I've never been invited.
And I've never invited
Tommy. But Christian Hull, to be fair, I know her ironic nickname is Carrie Cookmore. For Christian Hull, all you have to do is open a block of fruit and nut chocolate.
Yeah, well, Bickers didn't.
Well, here's the thing, Katie. This is the problem because Gorgeous Christian has just started Jenny Craig and I didn't know that, and we made him creamy carbonara and he was very awkward.
Cannot pass up carbonara. It is the best. And can I just say right now, tomato-based pasta in the bin. Pasta.
I'm only having tomato-based pasta.
It tastes so bland.
Yeah, I hate it.
No, I'm done with bolognese. Yeah.
You need to come to Italy and have a pomodoro salsa. You want to be done with it. You love it.
Do they do cream in Italy, Katie?
Yes, they do. Not as much as the French do.
They're on. I'm a big fan of a tomato-based sauce and fresh basil on it. Ripping.
It makes me angry because I have to look at your stupid bloody calendar every day and seeing your ripped bloody rig, and it's because of the tomato-based sauces and not the creamy sauces.
Well, don't put the calendars up all over your house, mate. You don't have such a problem. Jesus.
When are we going to dinner at yours,
all right, well, we're
going to
plan a big dinner. Yeah, when you get back from Italy, we'll just come to you and have dinner. That sounds more fun.
Yeah, why don't you come to me?
That's good. That's actually good.
We're looking at an apartment in a palazzo, an old palace, that's still owned by the same family. It's been owned by for like 500 years.
Oh, you know what I love about that,
Katie?
I'm going to
send you the pictures.
Yeah, but Katie, but no, hang on. Don't send the pictures.
It's such relatable radio content.
It is, absolutely. But I
live. You know when you've all looked for an apartment in an old palace before? Give us a call.
But she's not even going to move in, mate.
When have you got an apartment in an old palace?
She will not move in because it's a dream that's not going to happen because the guy's been renovating it for years.
Two and a half years. He's been renovating it.
Get your checkbook out and bloody get something else, for God's sake.
Excuse me. I got me pink checkbook out.
You don't even need that.
And that's how I got my foot in the door of the palazzo in the first place.
How long have you been renovating that?
All right, we're out of here.
And we're starting, guys. We're going straight into the show today. So it's a big show. So you say goodbye, we say hello.
Stick around. Yeah. They're up next. Back tomorrow for your Friday. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Love you. Ba-dum, boom, boom, boom,
boom. Satisfy your little monster with McCain Quick Chips. Microwave ready in 3 minutes. Boom, boom, boom.